بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والعاقبة للمتقين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. اللهم علمنا ما ينفعنا، وانفعنا بما علمتنا، وزدنا علما. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا، إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. Special brothers and elders, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Inshallah, I will try to be very brief because I have been told that the time is short and we need to conclude with the Jumu'ah Salah and prayer. But I just want to divert your and my attention towards something which is very important, something to reflect upon, a particular verse of the Quran on which we should really ponder and reflect upon. The verse of the Quran is where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that He talks about the previous nations. He talks about the Christians and He talks about the Jews. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran that وَقَالَتِ الْيَهُودُ لَيْسَتِ النَّصَارَ عَلَى شَيْءٍ وَقَالَتِ النَّصَارَ لَيْسَتِ الْيَهُودُ عَلَى شَيْءٍ. That the Christians say, they used to say that the Jews are not on the truth. They have nothing. And similarly, the Jews, they used to say to the Christians that you are on nothing. وَهُمْ يَتْلُونَ الْكِتَابِ. And also, they used to read the same book, but still they used to say to one another that you are not on the truth, you are not on the right path, your religion is not correct, you are not on the truth. And in the verse before that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned about the Christians and the Jews that it's just invaded my mind. لن يدخل الجنة إلا من كان هودا أو نصارى. وقالوا لن يدخل الجنة إلا من كان هودا أو نصارى. That they used to say, the Christians and Jews used to say to one another that nobody will enter paradise, nobody will enter Jannah. There is no success and salvation in the hereafter. لن يدخل الجنة إلا من كان هودا أو نصارى. Except for that person who is a Christian or a Jew. The Christians used to say that you won't enter paradise unless you are Christian. And the Jews used to say that no, you won't enter Jannah and you won't enter paradise unless you are a Jew. This was in the previous nation. Allah mentions about them. They had a debate and Allah related the whole episode and He said, وَقَالُوا لَنْ يَدْخُلَ الْجَنَّةَ إِلَّا مَنْ كَانَ هُودًا أَوْ نَصَارًا. And then He says, تِلْكَ أَمَانِيُّهُمْ. These are their vain hopes. They are just hoping that because they are just Christians, they will enter paradise. And Jews as well, that just because they are Jews, and because they are Yahud and Jews, they will just enter paradise. Paradise is just made for them. Like, for example, Allah says in another place that وَقَالَتِ الْيَهُودُ وَالنَّصَارَى نَحْنُ أَبْنَاءُ اللَّهِ وَأَحِبَّاؤُهُ. That we are the beloved of Allah. We are the beloved of God. We are the sons and we are the chosen people. As you know, the Jews say that they have the divine right to enter paradise and everybody else is their servant. And this is their belief that you have to be a certain group or a certain nation or a, you know, like a group which will, through which you identify yourself. And that's what the Christians and the Jews, and especially the Jews, believe. That لَنْ يَدْخُلَ الْجَنَّةَ إِلَّا مَنْ كَانَ هُودًا أَوْ نَصَارًا. Allah says, تِلْكَ أَمَانِيُّهُمْ. These are just their hopes. They are just hoping that just because they are Christians and just because they are Jews, they will enter paradise. And as you know, that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about the previous nations, He talks about the Christians or the Jews or the polytheists or the mushrikun or whoever He talks about, He talks about them, but it is addressed to us. As one of the companions said that نَزَلَتْ فِيهِمْ عِبْرَةً لَنَا. That these verses of the Qur'an have been revealed regarding the Christians and Jews, but as a lesson for us, so we take some heed and advice from this. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is ordering us and commanding us and teaching the lesson here that we should not just hope to enter paradise just because we are Muslims, just because we were born as Muslims. And this is the case which is happening now, that we are treading the same path on which the Jews treaded. The hadith where the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said that لَتَتَّبِعَنَّ سُنَنَ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ. That you will follow the ways and the methods and the practices of those nations which came before you, i.e. the Christians and the Jews. شِبْرٍ بِشِبْرٍ. In one riwayah he said حَذْوَ النَّعْلِ بِالنَّعْلِ, meaning like by inch, by handspan. Each handspan you will be following them, following the nations before you. Shibran bi shibran. And then he said that you will follow them in such a way that if they went down the lizard's hole, you will also follow them and go down the lizard's hole. This is the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he also said in the narration that if so much so that if one of them, one of the Jews, if they were to commit fornication with their mother, there will be somebody amongst your nation as well who will do the same. So this is the lesson for us, that we don't just because we were born as Muslims, and this is what's happening today, most of us, that just because we are, our names, we have a Muslim name, our identity is that we are Muslims, we have been recorded in registers and as a Muslim, my name is Muhammad Abdullah Zaid Amar Bakr, that's my name, because we were born in a, you know, Arab family or an Indian family or a Pakistani or a Bangladeshi family, just because of that, we are Muslims by name, many of us, me included, we are Muslims by name. We don't take the Quran and Sunnah and we don't implement it in our lives. And this is the reason why we have so many difficulties and problems in the world which Muslims are facing. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that لَنْ يَدْخُلَ الْجَنَّةَ إِلَّا مَنْ كَانَ هُودًا أَوْ نَصَارًا. It is not about being from this group or that group. It is not about being just, you know, because being born as a Muslim, no. Many of us think that, we think that paradise and Jannah is something like a hotel which we have booked. And when we go there, you know, may Allah save us, that it does not be said to us that, sorry, you know, your reservation was incorrect. There's been some mistake. And this is what we think. That just because we were born as Muslims, paradise is for us. God is ours. Allah is only ours and He belongs to us. And because we are Muslims and therefore we should be entering Jannah without doing anything and we should be the most powerful in the world and everything should be for us. No, this is not the case. And this is what the Jews believe. They said that. نَحْنُ أَبْنَاءُ اللَّهِ وَأَحِبَّاؤُهُ. So Allah says the same thing here. لَنْ يَدْخُلَ الْجَنَّةَ إِلَّا مَنْ كَانَ هُدًا وَنَصَارَى. تِلْكَ أَمَانِيُّهُمْ. These are the hopes. They are just أَمَانِي is the jama' plural of a word أُمْنِيَة, which means vain hopes. You're just living in, you know, Disneyland or something, having hopes. تِلْكَ أَمَانِيُّهُمْ قُلْ هَاتُوا بُرْهَانَكُمْ إِن كُنْتُمْ صَادِقِينَ. That if you are true in what you say, if you are truthful and you are true in what you are saying, that only, you know, he's saying about the Jews and the Christians, that only the Christians and Jews will enter paradise, and also advice for us, that only the Muslims, we will, you know, enter paradise. What's your proof? What's your dalil? قُلْ هَاتُوا بُرْهَانَكُمْ. Bring your proof. And remember, this proof is not just verbally. The proof is not verbally. Proof is in action as well as verbally. We say the kalima, we believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then we have iman as well as Islam. The proof is in our words as well as in our action. قُلْ هَاتُوا بُرْهَانَكُمْ إِن كُنْتُمْ صَادِقِينَ. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says after that, بَلَى مَنْ أَسْلَمَ وَجْهَهُ لِلَّهِ وَهُوَ مُحْسِنٌ. That person who will, the person who will be successful, who will have salvation in this world and in the hereafter, the one who is sincere, is not being from this group or that group, not because you were just born as a Muslim, and not because you were just, you know, from a Muslim family, no. بَلَى مَنْ أَسْلَمَ. Only that person. مَنْ أَسْلَمَ وَجْهَهُ لِلَّهِ. That person who submitted his whole being. أَسْلَمَ. Who submitted his whole essence, his whole being to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You see, Islam means Islam. Islam means to submit to the will and command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which means that we submit our whole and complete body and our whole being to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Meaning that the person himself, he submits to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's not about being from a group, it's about your individual status. You know, it's not about because I belong to this particular group, that's it, the whole group, or I will say the whole group enter Jannah. No, it's about your individual status, how your connection, how my connection, each individual person's connection is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and with the Quran and Sunnah, and about implementing the injunctions of Quran and Sunnah in our lives. So Allah says, بَلَى مَنْ أَسْلَمَ وَجْهُهُ لِلَّهِ. And then, وَهُوَ مُحْسِنٌ. And he is a doer of good. He has ihsan. He does good. His actions are good. So he submits to the command of Allah. As well as his actions are good. This denotes and implies two things. One is the ikhlas and the other one is sidq. Ikhlas means that you are doing it for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whatever you do, it's for solely and only for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the other is that your action is in accordance with the injunctions of Quran and Hadith and of what Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam say to us. So this is what Allah is saying, that بَلَا مَنْ أَسْلَمَ وَجْهَهُ لِلَّهِ وَهُوَ مُحْسِنٌ فَلَهُ أَجْرُهُ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِ. Then this person has his reward by his Lord. وَلَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ. There is no fear on this person. Neither will this person be grieved. So when we look at the Christians and the Jews, and this was a mistake they made, and until today, as you know, that the Jews make the same mistake, that we are the chosen people, and because we are, you know, and you can't be a Jew unless you are from that group and that nation. As you know, Islam does not have this. Anybody who has lived all his life, 90 years of his life in disbelief, in kufr, and then suddenly he becomes a Muslim, he reverts to and converts to Islam, he can be the most closest to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He doesn't have to be born in a Muslim family. And we see this is the reason why I see that many Muslims, many people who convert to Islam, they are much more better Muslims than us. There are so many people who convert to Islam, they become much more better Muslims than us because they have strived hard for it, because they had to go through hardships, leave their family and do mujahada. And we, you know, we are born Muslims. And many of us, we are just Muslims just because we are born. And the fuqaha, the ulama, as you know, if you look in the books of Aqeedah, that they state that the person who is a Muslim, who believes in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, just because his parents were Muslims, then his iman is deficient, his weakness in his iman. He's not even a complete believer. They have ikhtilaf in their difference of opinion, whether you can call this person a Muslim or not. They've stated, for example, Imam al-Bajuri, one of the great ulama of Aqeedah, he states that person who does taqleed, who follows somebody in iman, imanuhu lam yakhlu min, the person who followed his parents or somebody who was a Muslim, just by following him, he became a Muslim. Just because he was born in a Muslim family, then this person is imanuhu lam yakhlu min tardidi. Is man qallada fi tawheedi, imanuhu lam yakhlu min tardidi. Any person who in the tawheed of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, any person who in being a Muslim, in belief of Islam, he just follows somebody, then his iman and his belief is not free from, you know, deficiency. And they've stated so much so that it depends. If a person was a Muslim to a certain extent that because he was a Muslim because his parents were a Muslim, and then if he was a Muslim in such a way that if his parents were to leave Islam, all his family were to leave Islam, his community were to leave Islam, and everybody was to turn away, wal'iyadu billah, from Islam, then if he also leaves Islam, then that means that this person is not a Muslim. He became Muslim just because looking at his parents. If his parents left Islam and all his family, they all turned away from Islam, and all his society and his community and people around him, his friends, everybody, they left Islam, and if he was to follow them as well, this means that he's only a muqallid, which means that he's just following somebody and he's not a true Muslim in his own self. But if the case was that he became Muslim because his parents were a Muslim, etc., etc., but to such extent now his iman is firm that if all his family was to become non-Muslims, then he would still remain in Islam, then this person is a true Muslim. So this is the reason that many of us, we've just become Muslims because our family is Muslims, our culture is Islamic, because, well, so-called Islamic, our culture, our friends, you know, and our relatives, all Muslims, and therefore we are just one of them, and therefore we are remaining as Muslims. If we had the choice, we would not even care about Islam. And therefore, many of us, we don't even think about learning about Islam. You see, how many people dedicate themselves to learning about Islam, about the Aqeedah, for example. The first thing a Muslim should learn about is Aqeedah, that his belief, he needs to know about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the sifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, about the tawheed of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then learn about the messengers. And Aqeedah is a whole subject in itself. How many people learn about Aqeedah? How many people learn about fiqh? And then we say we have all these problems. We don't even give slight bit of time, a dil. In our worldly things, people are doing business, in gaining money and in studying. I'm not saying it's not important, it is important, but nobody gives any importance to learning about Islam. The Quran of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us, we read it, we recite it, and that's, you know, even few of us, that very few people even have the time to recite it, but okay, even those who recite it, do we even think that we should even understand the meanings of the Quran? Many people have thought that this is to do, you know, to learn and understand the Quran is the duty of some, you know, supernatural creation which will be created, or somebody else. This Quran has been given to us as Muslims, to this Ummah. It's not been sent to the Hindus, Sikhs, Jews, Christians. Even though some of the Christians and Jews know about the Quran more than we know about our own Quran. We don't even have time that, okay, we have a life of 60, 70 years of our life, that every day, 1 hour, go to somebody and say that, can you teach me a brief explanation of the Quran? When I perform my salah, I read Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. What is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is trying to say to me? How am I conversing with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? This book is not for the Christians and Jews, for anybody else. It's for us. If we as Muslims are going to spend 60, 70 years of our life and not even think about what the Quran is trying to say, then who is going to learn the Quran? With no time for the Quran. So this is a great, you know, deficiency we have in our Muslims. We need to turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and this is the reason why Allah says that وَلَا تَهِنُوا وَلَا تَحْزَنُوا وَأَنْتُمُ الْعَلَوْنَ إِن كُنْتُمْ مُؤْمِنِينَ. You will not be grieved and you will not have problems in the world if you are complete proper believers. And this is, and also Allah says that just because you're a Muslim, you are born as a Muslim, Allah is not going to help you just because you are born as Muslims. فَحَسِبْتُمْ أَنَّ حَسِبْتُمْ أَن تَدْخُلُوا الْجَنَّةَ وَلَمَّا يَأْتِكُمْ مَثَلُ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ. That do you think that you will just enter paradise and Jannah just like that without doing anything? أَمْ حَسِبْتُمْ أَن تَدْخُلُوا الْجَنَّةَ وَلَمَّا يَأْتِكُمْ مَثَلُ الَّذِينَ خَلَوْا مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ. Until the hardships which came to the nations before you have not come to you, without that you're just going to enter paradise. مَثَلُهُمُ الْبَأْسَاءُ وَالضَّرَّاءُ. They went through so much hardship and difficulties and problems. وَزُلْزِلُوا. They were moved. حَتَّى يَقُولَ الرَّسُولُ وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مَعَهُ مَتَى نَصْرُ اللَّهِ. Until the messenger, the prophet, and the people around him, the believers, they said, مَتَى نَصْرُ اللَّهِ. When is the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to come? He says in another place, Allah, أَمْ حَسِبْتُمْ أَن تَدْخُلُوا الْجَنَّةِ. A similar meaning of this verse. So, entering Jannah, وَلَمَّا يَعْلَمِ الَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا مِنْكُمْ وَيَعْلَمَ الصَّابِرِينَ. But do you think you will enter paradise without Allah knowing who has the mujahada and who has strived and who has patience amongst us? And regarding the initial, which I was talking about, that you will follow the Jews, you know, by inch, Allah says, other places in the Quran, that why the Jews were cursed and why they had so much problems in the world and they were persecuted. As you know, that the Jews have been going through so much problems in history. Why? Allah mentions this in the Quran himself. He said that the Jews, regarding the Jews, he said, فَبِظُلْمٍ مِّنَ الَّذِينَ هَادُوا حَرَّمْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ طَيِّبَاتٍ. That because of the ظلم, because of the oppression and suppression carried out by the Jews, حَرَّمْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ طَيِّبَاتٍ وَحِلَّتْ لَهُمْ. That we made the lawful things which were lawful for them, the good and pure things, we made it haram for them. We put difficulty upon them. So because of the oppression, فَبِظُلْمٍ مِّنَ الَّذِينَ هَادُوا حَرَّمْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ طَيِّبَاتٍ وَحِلَّتْ لَهُمْ وَبِصَدِّهِمْ عَنْ سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ كَثِيرًا. And because of them preventing others from the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَأَخْذِهِمُ الرِّبَى. And because they were involved in interest. وَأَكْلِهِمْ أَمْوَالَ النَّاسِ بِالْبَاطِلِ. Because they used to take the wealth of one another unjustly. You know, running away and eating and consumption of another person's wealth. If we look at these things, these are just four things Allah mentioned in the Quran, why the Jews were severely degraded in this world and why they were persecuted and why they had so much difficulties and problems. If you look at this verse, there are four things which Allah has mentioned. Oppression, zulm. We see, is oppression in Muslims today? Of course it is. And this is the reason why many of these rulers, they get what they done to other people. So zulm, Allah does not like zulm. If you do zulm, if you do the same thing what the Jews do, you'll get the same thing. Because Allah, the method of Allah and the sunnah of Allah in this world is that He is just. And then in the Akhirah, of course, if you're a proper Muslim, as Allah says, بَلَا مَنْ أَسْلَمَ وَجْهُ لِلَّهِ وَهُوَ مُحْسِنٌ, then you will get the fruits of what you have believed and you have acted upon. So he talks about four reasons Allah gives. Oppression, فَبِظُلْمِ مِنَ الَّذِينَ هَذُوا حَرَّمْنَا عَلِيهِمْ طَيِّرًا وَبِصَدِّهِمْ عَنْ سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ كَثِيرًا. The second reason why the Jews were persecuted is that they prevented others from the path of Allah. We see this in Muslims today. We are preventing, are we preventing one another from the path of Allah? We see this, it's quite prevalent that if somebody wants to do something good, many people in different ways and shapes and forms are preventing others through different ways and means, from through making disunity amongst Muslims and all other ways. وَبِصَدِّهِمْ عَنْ سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ كَثِيرًا وَأَخْذِهِمُ الرِّبَى. Number three is that they were consuming riba, involved in interest and riba. 99.99% of the Muslims are involved in interest today. Everything is on based on interest. People say you can't do business without being involved in interest. Interest is one of the major sins, a sin on which no other sin has been given such a, or promised such a punishment. Allah says that فَأَذَنُوا بِحَرْبٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ. That be warned of the war raged by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Messenger. So this is the third thing, وَأَخْذِهِمُ الرِّبَى وَأَكْلِهِمْ أَمْوَالَ النَّاسِ بِالْبَاطِلِ. That you take the wealth of one another unlawfully, unjustly. Extremely prevalent today in Muslims. People are taking loans and, you know, they're not giving them back. Even one penny you take from somebody, this is a burden on your back in the hereafter. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, لَا يَحِلُّ مَالُ امْرِئٍ مُسْلِمٍ إِلَّا بِطِيبِ نَفْسٍ مِّنْهُ. That the Muslim's wealth is not halal for you unless it is from the contentment of his heart, it is from his heart. That you take something and he is fully content and happy with giving you that wealth, only then it is halal for you. You go to a shop and you want to buy something and then you say it's £10, say please put it down to 99. You force him and he's shy, and just because you were so much, you forced him so much and there were other customers waiting there and you just made him come down to 9, this is unlawful. Because he did not give you permission from his heart. This is what the meaning of the hadith is. Yes, if he was fully happy, then okay, but if he wasn't, then it's unlawful. This is the meaning, لا يحلو. This is just a minor, but many times people think, well, thousands and thousands of pounds of one another. There's no thinking of giving it back. These are just four reasons which Allah mentioned why the Jews were persecuted. And if you look at these things, they are in the Muslims today also. If we are going to do the same things what the Jews done, what the Christians done, then we are going to get the same thing as they did also. And therefore, it is very important that we don't just be, as the beginning where I mentioned and in conclusion, that as the Christians and Jews said that, only the Christians will enter Jannah, only the Jews will enter Jannah. Just because being a Muslim, born as a Muslim, the paradise is not something like a hotel which is reserved for us. We have to work for it. We have to work for it, we have to be true Muslims, we have to identify, not just be Muslims by identification, we have to be true, complete Muslims. If we do that, then the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the nasr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will come. And we will see the fruits of our actions in this world and the hereafter. And before finishing, I would like to also mention here that some people think sometimes that, okay, at least we are Muslims. These people are not even Muslims. How come Allah is helping them? Allah is not helping them. In the world, the method and the sunnah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is such that everything is left on the normal, happenings of the world. Whoever has more strength, might, power will overcome the other person. If there are two people, one is strong, the other one is weak. If they both fight, it's logical, the one who's got more might, power, strength, he'll overcome the other person. In order for something unnatural to happen, you have to do something unnatural. If there are Muslims and Jews fighting, for example, non-Muslims and Muslims are fighting. Allah is not helping the Muslims, neither is He helping the non-Muslims. It doesn't mean He's helping the non-Muslims, but they've got more strength, power, they will overcome the Muslims. In order for the Muslims, without having that power, and without having, the facility, or without having that, the weapons, etc., if they want to overcome the non-Muslims, and if they want to have ascendancy in the world, they have to do something unnatural and supernatural. They have to implement Islam in their lives. If they do that, then even if there's 313, as we know, the companions, Sahaba, they overcome thousands and thousands, 2,000 of army of non-Muslims. So this is the conclusion of today's talk, inshallah. And this, wa akhir ta'ala, alhamdulillah.
Allahu Akbar,
الحمد لله الحمد لله حمدا يوافي نعمه ويكافئ مزيده يا ربنا لك الحمد كما ينبغي لجلال وجهك ولعظيم سلطانك. سبحانك اللهم لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وأسوتنا وقائدنا محمد بن عبد الله وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد صلاة وسلاما دائمين متلازمين إلى يوم الدين. وأوصيكم أيها المسلمون ونفسي المذنبة بتقوى الله تعالى، أما بعد فيا عباد الله، كثيرا ما يسأل إخواننا أن الله تعالى لا ينصر المسلمين، ومتى هو نصر الله؟ ولقد قال الله تعالى في كتابه وفي محكم تبيانه: أفحسبتم أن تدخلوا الجنة ولما يأتكم مثل الذين خلوا من قبلكم مستهم البأساء والضراء وزلزلوا حتى يقول الرسول والذين آمنوا معه متى نصر الله؟ ألا إن نصر الله قريب. وقال أيضا: ولا تهنوا ولا تحزنوا وأنتم الأعلون إن كنتم مؤمنين. فيجب علينا أن نستسلم أنفسنا، والإسلام هو الإذعان والإنقياد لحكم الله تعالى واتباع سنن رسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم. وقد ذكر الله لنا قصة اليهود والنصارى فقال في محكم تبيانه: وقالوا لن يدخل الجنة إلا من كان هودا أو نصارى، تلك أمانيهم قل هاتوا برهانكم إن كنتم صادقين. ثم قال: بلى من أسلم وجهه لله وهو محسن، أي يستسلم نفسه لأمر الله تعالى وهو محسن، أي هو يعمل عملا صالح وهو محسن، فله أجره عند ربه ولا خوف عليهم ولا هم يحزنون. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. اللهم اغفر لي وارحمني وارزقني وارحمني. الحمد لله، الحمد لله حمدا كما أمر، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد فيا عباد الله، إن الله تعالى قد أمرنا بشيء بدأ فيه بنفسه، فقال عز من قائل عليما: إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد صلاة وسلاما دائمين متلازمين إلى يوم الدين. وارض اللهم عن الخلفاء الراشدين أبي بكر وعمر وعثمان وعلي، وعن سائر الصحابة والتابعين ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. اللهم اغفر المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات، إنك سميع قريب مجيب الدعوات. اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين، اللهم انصر المجاهدين في سبيلك، وأذل الشرك والكفرة والمشركين. اللهم انصر عبادك المستضعفين في مشارق الأرض ومغاربها. اللهم إنا نجعلك في نحور الكافرين، ونعوذ بك اللهم من شرورهم. اللهم اقسم لنا من خشيتك ما تحول به بيننا وبين معاصيك، ومن اليقين ما تهون علينا مصائب الدنيا. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم، وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. ربنا اغفر لنا ولوالدينا ولمشائخنا ولإخواننا الحاضرين ولأرباب الحقوق علينا ولسائر المسلمين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. عباد الله رحمكم الله، إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. وأقيموا الصلاة.
الله أكبر الله أكبر، أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، أشهد أن محمد رسول الله، حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح، قد قاموا الصلاة قد قاموا الصلاة، الله أكبر الله أكبر، لا إله إلا الله،
لا إله إلا الله. Straighten the rows إن شاء الله، استقيموا واعتدلوا. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. وقالوا لن يدخل الجنة إلا من كان هودا أو نصارى تلك أمانيهم قل هاتوا برهانكم إن كنتم صادقين بلى من أسلم وجهه لله وهو محسن فله أجره عند ربهم ولا خوف عليهم ولا هم يحزنون وقالت اليهود ليست النصارى على شيء وقالت النصارى ليست اليهود على شيء وهم يتلون الكتاب كذلك قال الذين لا يعلمون مثل قولهم فالله يحكم بينهم يوم القيامة فيما كانوا فيه يختلفون. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. القارعة ما القارعة وما أدراك ما القارعة يوم يكون الناس كالفراش المبثوث وتكون الجبال كالعهن المنفوش فأما من ثقلت موازينه فهو في عيشة راضية وأما من خفت موازينه فأمه هاوية وما أدراك ما هي نار حامية. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر.
ve Rahman.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. استغفر الله استغفر الله استغفر الله.